Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you for tuning in to the International Black Summit Radio Show, and welcome to our new time, prime time. From today forward, we will be on the air on Sunday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and I will be your host for this radio broadcast. Also from the International Black Summit radio team, Lenar Brad will be my co-host and our production technician specialist. Today, we will be discussing the 2008 annual event. We're in our 18th year. In 2008, the summit this year is going, well, actually in 2008, the summit's going to be in Anguilla, the British West Indies. I would like to welcome all of our listeners, and for those of you who are unfamiliar with the International Black Summit, the first event was held in Atlanta, Georgia in 1991, so the Anguilla Summit in 2008 marks 18 years for the summit conversation. Some of you might be asking, what is the International Black Summit? Well, it's a gathering of black people or people of African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views who come together to celebrate and empower the vision of our declaration. The last line of our declaration is, we declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. To get the full declaration, you can log onto the International Black Summit website at www.blacksummit.org. Summit is also an exploration of questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the black community and for the world. It's a place to clear yourself so you'll be able to hear what life is telling you. It's an acknowledgement, praise, celebration of who we are as a people and the contribution we are in the world. It's a global shift in the conversation about who people of African, black African descent are in the world. Today's special guest is Ms. Una Gump, who's our host team leader for the 2008 International Black Summit event. We also have Dr. Alowakima, tell me if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly, Linda Banks, Amethyst, and also Ms. Charlie Sutton, who is our registration. Actually, you're a lot more than that, Charlie. Charlie was our head person in charge last year for the International Black Summit. I want to thank you this afternoon or this evening for being with us. Can you hear me, Una?
Yes, I can.
Can you tell me when the annual summit event is going to be in 2008?
Well, the first weekend of August. And it will the opening ceremonies will be Thursday. I think that's August the 1st, I think. Not sure. You caught me unawares here.
July the 31st, I believe.
July the 31st is Thursday evening. The opening ceremonies will take place. During Thursday, also the prerequisite course will be given. And then on Friday, August 1st, the summit proper will begin at 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it will take place on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Awesome. Awesome. And can you tell the radio audience where Anguilla is located?
Anguilla is the most northerly of the Leeward Islands. It's approximately, it's in the Eastern Caribbean. It's approximately 200 miles east of Puerto Rico. It's near the island of St. Martin, for those people who know where St. Martin is. It's directly north of St. Martin. And it's a British island, and it's about 35 square miles, and it has a population of approximately 12,500.
Wow, awesome. And what's the best way to get there? Can you fly directly into Anguilla?
No, you cannot from the United States proper. You can fly in from San Juan, Puerto Rico, or you can fly directly into St. Martin from the United States or from Europe on different airlines, from Atlanta on Delta, from Newark, New Jersey on Continental, from Miami on American, and from New York directly on American. Or you can fly American into San Juan and then take the American Eagle into Anguilla.
Okay, great. Now, if you fly into San Juan, do you have to take a boat over, or is there another shorter
route? No. If you fly into San Juan, it's about a 50, nearly an hour flight from San Juan directly into Anguilla on the American Eagle.
Okay, got you. Great. Are there any special travel documents that are needed?
All American citizens need their passports. Well, everybody, let's put it this way. Everybody needs their passports. There are from some locations a visa will be needed, say from Africa, and some islands in the Caribbean. But if you're a Canadian or U.S. citizen, you would not need a visa. You could just fly, or British or citizen or European Union, let's say, put it that way. You just need your passport.
Great. And how can...
Let me just ask Dr. Banks. Dr. Banks, am I correct with what I've just said?
Yes. So far, you're very correct on that.
Okay, thank you.
Great. And I had another question. So if people want to register for the event, do you have any information about that, or should I direct that question to Ms. Sutton? Una, do you have that information? Or
Charlie?
Yes, I have the information.
Okay.
Okay, early bird registration is available until January the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And adults, early bird registration is $150 up to the ages of 54. 55 and older is $100 as an early registration rate. Youth ages 18 to 24 is $100, and youth ages 8 to 24 is $100.
Okay, great.
Okay, there's an international rate for those people from the Caribbean, Africa, Brazil, New Zealand, and Australia of $75 for adults 25 years and older. And for ages 8 to 24, a registration international rate for those countries of $25.
Okay, great. And the I guess people can go to the website if you could give that address to register.
www.blacksummit.org.
Fabulous. That's great. So, why Anguilla?
Why Anguilla?
Yes. Why Anguilla?
Do you mean why did the summit body choose Anguilla?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I wasn't there when it was aligned on, but I will say that we had a very successful prerequisite course here in Anguilla 2 years ago. And where we had 55 youth and 33 adults do the adults do the prerequisite course, and the youth do the leadership course that the youth summit has. So I think that there after that there was a lot of buzz in Anguilla and in the International Black Summit body about the success of those courses here in Anguilla and the excitement that it generated. I think people here are really interested in something that will have youth take on really what their visions are for their lives and a leadership position, and also something that will help their self-esteem. So I think people here were very excited about that. And also, we are our youth, and the adults that were in the course were excited about what they could do for their community here and also for the world community. So I have a feeling that the summit body felt that it was time to come back to the Caribbean. We'd had a summit in Jamaica, but it was time to come back here and have a summit. But I'll
Oh, we lost you. I didn't hear that last part. Dr. Banks, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Were you at the prerequisite in 2005?
Yes, I was a participant. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about your experience of that course and the summit conversation for you?
Well, our team called itself the Enlightenment Team because we felt that the summit provided us with an opportunity to really explore issues which have been concerning us in Anguilla. We have been developing quite rapidly, and our social development has not really kept pace with the infrastructural development. And we have found that our youth are calling out for our attention. And so we were particularly interested in looking at issues that the youth are concerned about, and also issues in the general community which are affected by our development. And in addition to that, of course, giving in...
Say again? Oh, I'm sorry, we lost the last part of what you said. Hello?
Yeah, this is Yuna. I disconnected somehow. You lost me, and then I've come back on the line. So maybe what happened to Dr. Banks.
Okay. So, Yuna, this is Lenar here.
Yes.
What difference has the summit, you know, made in Anguilla since the prerequisite? And Dr. Banks was alluding to that as far as the youth and their vision. But have you seen anything? Has there been any development from the prerequisite?
Well, the young people who did the prerequisite actually created a youth center that they wanted to build in the western part of the island, and they did a spectacular job creating it, and it was sent to the government to be created, and we need a little kick here to get it over the hump, I think, because the government looked at it and said, oh, this is too big. This is they didn't have that same vision, let's put it that way. You've had a particular vision, and we haven't yet been able to enfold the government into having this this vision, this community center that was created by the young people who did the course, become a reality. I know that Alexis Gums, who was one of the facilitators of the course, she's been involved with meeting with the youth when she comes to Anguilla, and she's in contact with them, and she was available to them when they were creating this the plan for this youth center. So that was a tremendous thing. There are innumerable young people, and maybe Amethyst can speak to this a little bit because she did. She was at the summit in Highland Park. There are young people who have tremendous visions for their lives here in Anguilla, and then are going forward. Amethyst now is in college in North Carolina, and I'd like her to maybe speak to the difference that it's made for young people in Anguilla.
Amethyst, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, would you like to speak to that, please, for us?
Well, I wasn't at the prerequisite in Anguilla, but I attended the summit, my first summit in 2005 in Chicago. And firstly, I had the privilege to meet a set of wonderful people, and I made a lot of friends, so I'm very grateful for that. And for me, the summit provided me with the opportunity to be reintroduced to a self within me that I thought never existed. I came to the summit a 17-year-old child with many insecurities, worries, that I was worried about my life ahead of me in college and those type of things. And the summit enabled me to express myself and express the things that I carried inside of me. And it was beautiful when I met those other young people and I realized that they had the same, similar experiences and concerns that I had, and it eliminated, like, loneliness that I felt previously. And it was so funny when, within a weekend, I was able to figure out ways to solve problems and let things go that I held for months and years, and the summit provided insights and ways that I can accomplish my goals. And how could I explain it? It was so wonderful. I saw myself as a source of strength. I realized the possibilities of greatness that was ahead of me just by declaring what I knew I am, and that's a great person. And I'm so happy that I can see so much in myself and do so much for myself and also others. And I'm grateful for the summit coming to Anguilla, because I know the youth of Anguilla would feel what I felt, and they would do better and be better for themselves.
How eloquently you expressed that.
Mm-hmm.
I would never have
mm-hmm.
guessed that you had some concerns about communicating. My goodness. And I like the way you said that. Who would have thought a weekend could make that much difference in a human being's life? So thank you for saying that. What you brought up is something I'd like to ask the other participants who either have a prerequisite or the summit. But what difference has the summit made in your particular life? Amethyst was, gracious and really shared herself there, the difference it made in her life. We've got Charlie, and all of us actually have participated in a summit. So who would like to share the difference the summit has made in your life?
Lenore, I'd like to share the purpose of the International Black Youth Summit before sharing how the summit exists in my life. Because after Amethyst shared what she said, I think it would really be great for people to hear the purpose of the International Black Summit, which she brought to life.
Well, thank you. Let's hear that.
Okay. The purpose of the International Black Youth Summit. We exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe.
Pretty awesome, Charlie.
Yeah, it is. And their distinctions? Love exists in life as a powerful, unconditional, and infinite entity. Culture creates our expressions of love, but love is not limited by culture. One manifest love is joy, passion, trust and faith, compassion and connection inclusively. The International Black Youth Summit, August the 4th, 2001. And I heard that in Amethyst's expression of her experiences.
Thank you for sharing that, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And so now may I ask you?
Yes.
What the difference the summit has made in your life?
Yes, I will. The purpose of the International Black Summit
well,
is
but before you do that, Charlie,
mm-hmm.
because of the way it got expressed, what I'm asking is if you would say what difference the summit has made in your life.
I am. That's what I was beginning to answer, and I was just prefacing it with the purpose of this International Black Summit is an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community in the world.
Definitely.
So I have participated in the summit since 1995, the New York Summit. And the purpose of the summit was in total alignment with my vision for empowering youth and empowering people, including myself, to do what it is that I want to do, no matter what it is, in the area of travel, improvement, self-expression, building a business, just bringing myself and everybody else along with me to make all kinds of differences in the world and to lead a very fulfilling and powerful life. And it's the distinctions and the support of the transformational work that has made a difference for me. And the summit has been like my fuel to like keep going and energizing me. And I have not been able to take myself away from the conversation since I participated beginning in 1995.
That's great. And one of the things that both you and Amethyst and also when Dr. Banks was speaking is
absolutely
as a conversation. And you know, we all know because we participated that there's an annual event that happens the first weekend in August of every year. But the conversation of the summit happens every day in our lives. And, you know, different communities come together and do events or projects or different things that are an expression of different parts of the declaration or how the summit shows up in their lives. Dr. Banks, did you make it back with us?
Yes, I'm back with you.
Okay, great. Is there a specific thing that occurred after the summit in Anguilla for you in terms of how the summit conversation is showing up in your life now?
Well, I'm very committed to transformation of lives, and I found that at the point at which I did the Black Summit, the prerequisite course, I needed to be re-energized and to get the support of, to know that there around the world there are people who are also supporting that vision of transformation. Especially being in a small island, you sometimes get a little myopic in your vision. So it's very good to know that there is an experience like the course, which is followed by the summit, which allows you to be in touch with people who are concerned about what's going on in the black community. In the Caribbean, we sometimes don't realize that we are part of the big picture, and we look at our situations and don't reach out for the kind of support we can get from outside. So for me, it was a kind of tapping into the source of a lot of support from people around the world of African, black African heritage, and knowing that there are people who are working on the same types of issues in their community and that we're all committed to transforming our communities.
Awesome. There's a caller on 646-218. Who's there?
Somebody from New York.
Yes, 646-218. Are you listening, or did you have a comment you wanted to make? If you're just listening, could you log onto the website So if you'd like to listen to the program, the website is www.blacksummit.org/radio. R-A-D-I-O, is that correct, Lenar?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. You can listen there. That'll open up the line. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And then we had someone at 919-827. Are you listening, or did you want to make a comment or have a question?
That's me. It's Alexis.
Hi, Alexis. How are you?
Hi.
I'm great. I'm just here supporting. I don't think that there's I love everything that Amethyst has said, but I'm ready to jump in if you all have any questions for me.
Well, as a youth facilitator, I'd just like to introduce Alexis as one of our fabulous youth facilitators. Could you talk a bit about what the summit has done for you, or how it's manifested itself specifically in terms of your participation?
Sure. I mean, I think I completely relate to what Amethyst said about the relationships that we build in the Youth Summit being really crucial, and I think something that keeps young people excited about participating in the summit. And I also know that one of the things that I've gotten out of the summit is just an ability to generate my relationships. So whether it's my relationship to people in my family, people in my community, or if it's my relationship to a particular project or vision or goal that I have, I think that I've learned to be responsible for that in the context of the summit. I also think it's taught me a lot about how my individual vision for my life is so connected to a larger vision, a global vision, a community vision. And I think that working with the other youth facilitators in the summit has allowed me to see that manifest over and over again.
That's pretty awesome. The declaration that came out of New Orleans, and New Orleans was a really, really powerful summit. It was the 2007 summit, and Project Dignity came about as a result of that summit, where people went into New Orleans, which we all know was devastated by Hurricane Katrina, and assisted people with rebuilding their homes before the summit, during the summit, and a group of people stayed after the summit to help with that project and really got a lot out of it. So out of the 2007 summit conversation, the declaration is, I am present to blank. So I'd like to make the request, what are people present to for the Anguilla Summit in 2008? Or what are you present to for your life right now? We have a caller at 919-827.
That's Amethyst.
That's Amethyst.
Mm-hmm.
And this is 77.
No, 919 is Alexis, isn't it?
Oh, Alexis, okay.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, and then the 773723?
That would be Lenar.
Ah, okay.
So we have everyone accounted for at this moment.
My 646218 is back again, but they're not on air. Hold on just a minute. Okay, 646218, are you there? Hello? Hi, 646218, who's there?
Clara, they may just be listening because some people call in and they can listen on air. They may not have a computer. They may not get a computer to listen to, but they'd like to listen to the call, and they may not say anything.
Gotcha.
So, and I thought that was a great question that you asked. So, and the declaration is, I am present to blank in this moment. So, you know, in this moment, I'm present to technology, and the pluses and the minuses of it, and the way, you know, it allows us to communicate, the way it allows me to communicate. You know, I love technology. I was telling someone Thanksgiving, you know, when it came around to, you know, the show about what are you grateful for, and I was like, you know what, I have to tell you, I'm grateful for technology. I love computers and the iPods and the cell phones, the telephones, the electric pencil sharpener, the electric toothbrush, the electric gum washer, You know, the automobiles, the trains, the planes, the railroad. You know, I love technology. The TV, the DVD, the CD, you know, the audio tapes. I love technology. So that's what I'm present to in the moment, and just how, you know, great it is that we have something, a vehicle that human beings can, you know, just everyday walk of life, human beings can now get our message out. We can let other people know, hey, here we are. We exist, and this is what we're doing in the world. So I'm excited. So we've got a couple of people in the chat line, which is Jackie Grace. So folks online, you can give a holler out to Jackie Grace. And Adrian is also listening.
Hey, Jackie. Hey, Adrian.
And
our lines are all full, so no one else can actually call in at the moment.
Well, you know, speaking technologically, I don't know that that's correct, because technically when we get online, we have five people, we have five lines, and now we have a sixth one that wasn't present. And I suspect that if someone else calls in, we might be able to have a seventh one.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's, you know, we're learning, for those of you who are listening, we are continuing to learn how this technology of Blog Talk Radio actually works. And that was one of the things that John and I noticed on a previous session, that we were able to get a sixth caller. So who knows? Who knows? So that's what I was present to in the moment, technology. Does anyone? So given that that's the declaration, that was Clara's question, I am present to blank in this moment. Who wants to take it?
Well, this is Yuna, and I am present to excitement in this moment, because I'm like raring to go now. This has really made a difference for me, being on this call on the radio tonight. And I think that I was going to wait until after the holidays, until the first of the year, to have the first team meeting. But I'm thinking, what do you think, Amethyst and Dr. Banks? Maybe we should have a meeting before the first of the year, and really start getting excited and planning how many people are we going to have at the summit? How many people are we going to enfold from how many different islands and places in the Caribbean are we going to have, you know, people come to Anguilla for the summit and start creating that, and not have it be out there in space, really start to bring some reality to it. Who I've always been is fulfillment. And I really see that my vision for, as the team leader of the host team, my vision is that people really have their dreams fulfilled at this summit. Not just their visions, but really even beyond that, like things that they didn't think were possible at all, for themselves and for our community here and for the world community, really fulfill upon those dreams. So I'm excited. That's what's happening with me. I feel excitement at this moment.
Wow, that was exciting. Yeah. I got my head is tingling. You know, I'm just a buzz over here. It's like, all right, I like that.
Yes, indeed. And how can we support you, Yuna, in the enfoldment process for Anguilla?
Well, I think we'll sort of get the Caribbean taken care of down here one way or the other, but really creating excitement in the U.S. and Canada. I mean, we have our African community that we've had three summits in Africa, really getting people from the three countries where we've had the summit in Africa, really getting them here, really doing this ahead of time. We can get visa waivers for, well, we hope to get visa waivers. I shouldn't say we can, but I think we can get visa waivers for those people coming from Africa. I think they can come through Europe and come directly to, didn't speak to this, but they can fly from Paris, or they can fly from London into Antigua from London, or they can fly into St. Martin from France, directly from France. And then it's a simple boat ride across to Anguilla from St. Martin. But I really am excited. How can we get somebody here from Brazil? Charlie, you were just down in Brazil.
Yes.
Let's get, we had our summit, you know, in Salvador da Bahia. Let's get somebody here to Anguilla and really get as many people as possible, really fire up the Anguillan community. Let's create such a big community of people here that we'll have the largest summit that we've ever had. I'm like excited about that. I think we can do it. I think we had 500 people in New York. I think we can break that record.
All right.
So that's it. I'm getting excited.
All right. That's good for me.
Technology, you know, I love technology. So what I see, you know, this interview is downloadable to iPod. It's also, we can send the link. You can send the link to people in an email, if you know, and tell them to listen to it. What you said in that piece about beyond people's vision, their dreams coming, you know, being fulfilled, it's like, bam, you know, right there. That was very enfolding, very energizing, you know, very inspiring. So that is a way, you know, we can use what we are putting on this broadcast. Okay, who else? I am present to blank in this moment. It's just Una and I. Una's excited, and I'm excited about the, you know, I got the technology piece. So we talked about 3 days a weekend. Amethyst said, you know, what occurred for her, like her getting that, you know, she was able to, like, speak so eloquently that everything she needed was inside of her, that happened in a weekend. What happens in a weekend? How can that possibly be? Someone speak to that. What goes on during the weekend that causes that kind of change?
Well, this is Claire, and I one of the things I think on the Thursday evening, which is the celebration, the getting acquainted, the meeting everyone, the getting a flavor of the location, wherever we are in the world, that's a very, very special time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just to kind of meet people from all over the world and to kind of find your kindred spirit within the group. And then on that Friday, which is kind of the kickoff of the conversation and the event, the bonding that occurred very quickly, you know, you talk about attraction and how we're attracted to like spirits, but I think that really does occur in the summit. So within the declaration itself, for me, what speaks to me is building economies responsible for funding our community, that particular line. And I would encourage everyone who's listening, we speak about this because we know it, but the summit, the International Black Summit, has a declaration statement. You can view,
I would like to say it, because one of the things we say is that the International Black Summit is a conversation being given to the world through people of Black African descent, and it finds its expression in the declaration.
Okay.
And so the declaration of the International Black Summit is, we declare ourselves, our community, and all communities, whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community and possibility. I think I've, like, skipped something out. Community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, and Saturday, December, what are we, 7th? Pardon me? 16th.
Sunday.
Right. Sunday, December 16th, 2007, wherever we are.
In the world.
This call. Right, in the world, and on this show. And I really do encourage those of you who are listening, if you'd like to get a printout of that, just go to our website, www.blacksummit.org. That's blacksummit.org.
And this
find really, out a lot more information there about the summit.
Right. This is really awesome. As you, the declaration speaks to unpredictable results, and you were speaking to technology, Lenar. And we have another caller.
I see.
Nancy from New York.
Nancy.
Hey.
Hey, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing really good. You said something that had me jump in. Like, how do we get
all
this
right.
done in a weekend? And
yes, Nancy.
So I want to say that I'm a facilitator for the International Black Summit, and my first summit was in 1994. And I'm also it is also my pleasure to be with participants in the prerequisite course. And one of the things that we invite the participants to do is to really, really bring their lives into the summit and really, really take the time to, like, take time for themselves. And I think people come prepared, you know, to, like, really see what's in it for themselves. And that velocity, you know, having the weekend move for them in such that they get what they get is because of that preparedness, because of that, this is for you. You know, I told one participant, listen, I know that you took time off from your job. You know, you took time to get yourself an airline mm-hmm. ticket and get a hotel and get here. Now, this mm-hmm. is for you. Like, mm-hmm. really, like, no kidding.
All right.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Nancy. And what are you present to in terms of Anguilla? What is?
Well, was talking, I said, I'm present to the excitement. I'm like, I'm so excited. I was just talking to a friend of mine earlier about the event, and she says, I've never heard of Anguilla. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. I can say Anguilla sometimes.
Well, it rhymes with vanilla.
Say it again.
Anguilla.
Like vanilla.
Anguilla.
Okay. Anguilla.
Like vanilla. Anguilla.
That will help me to remember it. But you know what was so interesting in when we went to Africa, you know, I was in Kenya, one of the participants, you know, was saying to us, well, we don't really get the Americans coming over here as Africans. And I was like, wow. So it's like, this woman that was talking to me on the phone, she says, what was that like being in that conversation to hear that? And I was like, well, I thought that was interesting, you know, that, you know, here we are thinking we're coming home to Africa, and they're like, you know, you guys are not from here.
You're not African.
Yeah, you're not African. So I was like, wow.
They did.
And then I shared this conversation with her about what the youth, you know, the youth that was in that same event that weekend, the parents said about the youth. She said, our youth did not talk. They don't talk that much. So we had the youth writing poetry, or rather the youth facilitators had the youth writing poetry and making art. And she says, the adult said to the summit, thank you, because our kids never spoke. You helped them find mm-hmm. their voices. So I said, the conversation that we had in the adult summit about, you know, you guys are not even, you know, Africans, that conversation had that show up in a youth room. we had to be there so that conversation could occur. And that is having our children have voices. So it's like it was part of what we needed to be there for. So I'm excited about what conversation we're going to have in Anguilla with Americans coming, with people coming from Africa, with people coming from Toronto, people coming from all the different places. What is that conversation? I am so, I don't know what it is, but I'm excited about it. And I'm like ready for it. That's what I'm present to.
Thank you, Nancy. I'd like to say we have several guests in our chat line, in addition to Jackie Grace and Adrienne from Canada. We've also got Sharon Bynum, who's listening in Atlanta. So, you know, Jackie asked me to give out a shout-out to you on the phone from Canada. So we just want to presence Canada on the phone, I mean in the chat room.
What's up, Canada?
What's up, Canada?
I think what you saw, Jackie Gray said, I am present to expansion. I think that the participation in the Anguilla Summit will definitely surpass the 500 participants in New York if we incorporate this kind of technology as a way to participate.
All right.
And, you know, a friend of mine sent me a link to a gratitude website, and he said, he asked if you would, if every person who got the link to that would simply send it to three people. He said in 9 days it would exponentiate to 1 million people.
Wow.
So I'm like, let's do that.
All right.
If we asked each of our, you know, thousands of folks that we have on our database to just send it to three people who haven't been to the summit, you know, send it to them. And then and ask them to send it to three people. And see what number we come up with in 9 days. Have to have some way to track that. We'll figure it out. But let's do that.
Lunar, this is Nancy. I know a couple of times you've mentioned that that's what the, what's this guy's name?
Tyler Perry.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Say something about that, because you always mention it, but I've never heard you, like, you know.
When he, what was the first one? Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
He wasn't getting the support from, you know, mainstream advertisers and mainstream media support. So what he did, he said he did it word of mouth. He went back to the way he knew to do it, like the beating of the drum. And so what they began doing is an email campaign, and they asked everyone who got the email to send it to everybody on their email list. And since I, you know, was a Tyler Perry fan from his plays, I was like, yeah, let's support this brother. Because I've seen the plays, you know, and I really love them, so let's do this. And so he did that, and I think if we check the records, that movie on the week that it premiered outdid all the other movies just by internet, word of mouth, like that.
And I want to just remind everybody that there's a really big opportunity here, you know, to get this done prior to the January 5th early bird deadline.
15th, yes.
15th of January, because adults prior to the deadline, the registration is only $150 for the entire weekend. After that, it goes up to $250. So it's like $100 more, and you can spend that $100 having
a good time in Anguilla.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I want to add one thing about that going. It actually, the $250 is actually our standard rate. And the $150 is actually an opportunity for people to get $100 discount, and $250 is actually our standard rate.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's a good distinction, Nancy. So explain why you're saying it that way, because we mentioned distinction, but we didn't really go into it. So this is an opportunity to distinguish distinction in these last few minutes on our call.
Why am I saying it that way? To me, it's all language. You know, it's the glass half full, half empty. It's the same numbers. And the reality of it is, you know, we looked at the rates when we were creating them. We said, so really it's a function of just creating income for us, you know, because we know there's a lot of work that we have to get done prior to, you know, over the course of the year. So we said, so we'll get the cash and we'll give people an opportunity to participate in the break. You know, that's kind of how it came up. And the rate is $250.
And so the rate is $250, and what we're offering them is?
It's an opportunity to support us in financing this event.
Okay, great.
Can I add something? This is Una, before we go off the air. That during this time in Anguilla, it's also Carnival Week. Really, the holiday is Monday, and all the next week is Carnival, and there are also some preliminary Carnival events the week before. And so people coming to Anguilla during this time, it's a time of a lot of fun and celebration. So the summit being a part of it, it's an exciting thing because people can come, they can stay a little longer, they can go to some of the carnival events, go to the boat races and all the different things that we do during that period of time. So I just wanted to add that because I forgot to mention that.
Well, this is Lenar, and I'd like to just go back to something that Nancy was saying, that the registration rate for the International Black Summit annual event is $250. And I want to bring that back up because that money goes to support the event and what goes into putting the event on, because all of us who are facilitators and the host, we volunteer our time. We volunteer our energy. We volunteer our resources. And we also register for the event. So I just want those of you who are listening to know that nobody's getting, paid for this. We are all volunteers. This is an all-volunteer momentum here, the International Black Summit. And it was created, formed, founded by people of Black African descent. We produce it, the event. We generate the curriculum for the conversation. We do our own training. All of it. It is all by people of Black African descent from all over the world. It is truly international.
We have a new caller, 404-281. Who's on the line?
This is Edward Darby in Atlanta.
Edward!
Hey, how you guys?
Good.
Great. Got Boy. Some testosterone on the call. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Edward, do you have something you'd like? This is Clara. Do you have something you'd like to share?
No, it's just, good to hear the voices. I definitely hear the need. I don't know who all is online, but it's good to hear this. I'm just so very touched and moved, and just good to be here. That's all. And
all right.
That's all. Just good to be here.
Awesome. So are we going to see you in Anguilla?
Yes, ma'am.
Already.
Is this Claire?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I tell you.
And it's Nancy in New York.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right, well, it's good to hear you guys.
And we have Amethyst and Una. And Dr. Banks, are you in Anguilla also right now? Okay, well.
She may be offline now.
Okay.
Yeah, she is in Anguilla right now, yeah.
And Alexis, where are you? In North Carolina or South Carolina?
Yeah,
she's in North Carolina.
Durham, North Carolina, proudly.
All right. And this is Lenar in Chicago, and Clara?
New Jersey.
I just wanted to presence, that this really is an international group, an international conversation, people of Black African descent. We have about 6 minutes remaining. Clara, was there... Have we, covered our topics here?
I would just, I guess, would like to go back to Una and to Anguilla. And if there were, a few things that you would want people to bring to the conversation or to bring to the unfoldment process, and I actually this earlier, but I'm going to ask it again because I see unfoldment as not just you as our host, but everybody involved, what can we expect for Anguilla? Is there a theme in place? What does it look like for you? What does it look like for us?
Well, we haven't confirmed the site or sites where the summit will be. It might be at two different places. It might be at one place. But, you know, quite frankly, it doesn't, it's not the place.
Right.
You know, it's the summit. It doesn't matter where the summit is. You know, it's like the spirit. It's in us. And where it is as a practicality on Anguilla makes probably little difference. And we just need to have as many people as possible really want to be in the conversation on that weekend, the first weekend is August 2008. And no matter where they are in the world, either be present here on the island of Anguilla or present, as you say, on the with technology, Lunar. So there'd never be too many people. As far as I'm concerned, I think I mentioned this to Charlie already, it would be great to just create a breakdown, you know, like create, there's so many people on Anguilla that, you know, where are we going to be on the beaches, you know, on the, you know, and it will be great. I can't tell you how many tourists say to us, well, can't we just sleep on the beach, you know, so, so just, let's just have everybody be here, you know, nature is present. The spirit is present here. It's a beautiful, relaxing, tranquil place. And let's just all get excited and have and make it possible for people. I really want to make it possible for people who have in places in the world where we've had the summit for them to be present. That's exciting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I really want us to do everything that we can to have people come from Kenya, from South Africa, from Ghana, and from other parts of Africa, from Europe, you know, we go to London next, and so from Europe, and from Brazil, or of course from the rest of the Caribbean, from wherever, and of course from the United States and Canada. But let's just really, really have an international event and have everybody come to Anguilla. I know a lot of people have never heard of Anguilla, but they're going to know about it now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That is awesome. Yes. I just want to thank you, Una. And you're doing a fabulous job as host. I'm looking forward to a really, really wonderful time. I want to thank Lunar for co-hosting and helping me out. This has been a great opportunity for me to experience the distinction host. I want to thank Dr. Banks, Amethyst, Alexis, Charlie, Nancy, Ed, everybody who called in and shared.
Our mystery caller.
Say again?
Our mystery caller.
Our mystery caller.
At 646.
Our 646-218 caller, thank you so much for listening in. And for all of our people in the chat room in Canada and across the United States, thank you for your contribution. I just want to remind everybody we're at prime time now. We're on Sundays. 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is a great time. Thank you so much, Lunar, for securing that time for us.
Yes.
Welcome.
And you can reach us at www.blacksummit.org. You can, as Lunar said earlier, send this link to family, friends, and others so that they can hear this conversation as well and share. You know, Anguilla and the Summit is the place to be, first weekend in August 2008. I look forward to seeing everyone there.
January 15th.
January.
Is the early bird registration cutoff date.
Yes, ma'am.
And can I just say one more thing? This is Una.
Yes.
Can we do this again, Lunar? Can we have another, you know, next year? Have another of these shows and, you know, really continue to get people fired up.
Absolutely. Would you like to have it in January?
Well, what do you think, Charlie? Maybe when Charlie's down here.
Okay, January or February. Yeah, sounds good.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Awesome. All
right. Okay, great.
Thank you.
Clara, we have 10 seconds. See us out.
Thank you again for listening to the International Black Summit Radio Show. You can log on to our website at www.blacksummit.org. Peace out.
Have a great week.
All right, Charlie, you know, you guys be good. Good to hear you guys.
All right.
Thank you, Kevin. It was good to hear you.
Same
you were the answer to a prayer.
Yes.
Let there be men on the show. Okay. All right. Good night, everyone. Happy holidays to you.
Good night. Happy holidays. Great experience. Bye.
Bye-bye.